flux, flash, flood.
The subject of hot flushes never arises in our conversation.
Are we ashamed to admit the extraordinary? The poet is heating system gone berserk.
The everyday climacteric
proclamation of sweat the race is conditioned to? A fever of estrogen deprivation confuses my cooling system.
Where else would the thermometer measure?
A Hermes of despair. A message of ruin.
A riot of theorems that do not compute.
Moods overtake me, and I become most plaintive.
Aspirant at the gate of reason.
Querent and respondent, indignant at the indignities my mind stoop to.
And is the I, we,
the multitude of possible cells that congregate at the starting gate too late for legal entry, overexposed and ruled out as
arbitrary legislators of the world?
I wail a lament that was meant to soothe
and only blind,
but it drowns rage at the page
that will neither whiten nor dabble in ink.
What used to be called ink,
but is now obsolete dot matrix.
Without a mother to mend her weary ways.
The maze of binary points before the eyes does not compute.
The dot blinks, the bindi between the brows.
An acupressure point to stimulate clear seeing.
Oh, press that third eye pituitary out of the pit and pineal.
Out of this odd penitentiary of self-aspiring.
I eat nut chocolate instead of carrots.
I drink caffeine straight from the bean.
I don't care if my senses rot.
Cavities root in my mouth.
Gnaw at my brain.
I nod a refrain to be wicked.
To be wild.
At the expense of ordinary sanity.
Sanity. The expanse of external wisdom mounts.
As paper wrappers, candy wrappers.
Oh, sweet, sweet, the caress of chocolate.
Well, I don't care if the sun turns
my uncolored skin ultraviolet.
The long and the short of it is the spectrum.
Unannounced of the daily.
In living, we are realized. We are being
flushed out of hiding.
Our response
by this reddening cheek.
The drenching of the brow.
In sudden cartoon frenzies of sweat.
The character is worried. She is fretting.
She is sunk.